بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى in the Quran mentions وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And to remember, to reflect, to remind. Why? Because a reminder benefits the true believers of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. So, whilst we're in a lockdown, we have our children within our homes who may be driving us crazy. But it's important for us to remind ourselves and also remind the children, our children, on the situation that we are in, and also to take lessons from this situation. So I quickly put together some reflections that children can also think about in the time that we are in. So one thing that you can do is teach your children from about the fiqh of food consumption. The fiqh of food consumption basically means what we should be eating, what we shouldn't be eating. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He mentions, كُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. That eat everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for you, but eat that which is halal, and eat that which is طيب. So that which is halal, which has been sacrificed in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those meats or those items that have been legislated for you to be legally consumed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also those things which are wholesome and beneficial for you in terms of consumption. So this is an opportunity for us to teach children about the fiqh of food consumption, which includes the categories of those things which are permissible and those things which are impermissible to eat, those things which are beneficial for us and those things which are not beneficial for us to eat as well. So parents can take this opportunity to teach the children. Another thing that we can teach our children during these times is to re-emphasize the importance of cleanliness in Islam. We always mention and remind our children the importance of tahara, and tahara in terms of ghusl, in terms of wudu, and in terms of the clothing that they wear, and also tahara, purification of the mind, of the heart and the soul. But also it's an opportunity for us to remind them the importance of cleanliness, holistic cleanliness in Islam, of their actions, of their thoughts, of their behavior, not just of their physical hands and keeping their hands clean, free from germs, but also their hearts clean and their minds clean from animosity and hatred and jealousy and various other things as well. A third thing that we can teach our children is the importance of wanting for your brother that which you want for yourself. So the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam mentioned, يُحِبُّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِي, that you love that for yourself, so you love for your you love the same thing for your brother, that which you love for yourself. So if you like to eat particular foods, if you like to wear particular things, that you should also like the same things for your brother, for your sister, for your family, for your friends, for your sibling. So this, in simple terms, is all about sharing and caring, because the climate and the world that we are living in is all about nafsa, nafsi. It's all about nafsi. So my is me, me, me. What I want. You know, it's my tablet, it's my phone, it's my time. Everything is about me and, fulfilling the whims and the desires of that particular individual and not caring about yourself. But now this is an opportunity for you to care about other people. So when you go shopping, rather than buy in bulk or hoard items within your home, be considerate and share with other people who are shopping as well. Share with your neighbors if you have excessive food as well. And also share and be caring towards your neighbors, towards your community, and towards the environment and towards the world and the climate as well, and towards other nations who don't have food, you know, in their pantry or in their kitchens or in their cabinets as well. So this is a very, very important lesson that we can teach our children about sharing, about caring, and about living life more humbly as well. Another thing that we can teach our children is the power of istikhara in times of uncertainty. So whenever you have difficult times, turbulent times, challenging times, then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, whenever he had any matter where, you know, he would be uncertain of, then he would always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to find that guidance, to find that certainty. So in these times of uncertainty, how long will the lockdown continue? what will happen in all of these circumstances and situations, we should be turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua, in salah, in tawbah and istighfar, but also especially by doing the prayer of istikhara. And this is an opportunity for us to teach ourselves and also our children how to do istikhara and the dua of istikhara as well, which inshallah al-aziz I'll be uploading to the mosque website as well. Another thing that we can teach is that to teach our children that despite the technology that we have, despite the modern science that we have available, that human beings, we as individuals, we as a civilization, we as a, you know, humanity will always be weak, will always be dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also to remind us to remain humble and to not be arrogant. So to remind ourselves, you know, of who we are and where our place is in the world. Because if you just look at this small invisible virus, it has brought the whole world to its knees. So we should never forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and never should we underestimate the power and the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should always remind ourselves that we always need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore we should always be turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our dependence and our reliance should always be upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather than technology and science and each other. But we should first and foremost turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek His protection, His assistance, His help, and then go about and do the things that we can do within our life. So these five things, which I think are important reminders for ourselves and also for our children, to teach them about the fiqh of food consumption, of halal and tayyib, to emphasize the importance of tahara, cleanliness, purification, not just of the hands and the body, but also of the heart and the soul and the mind, and to also love for your brother that which you love for yourself, i.e. to share the food that you have, the time and the technology, whatever experience that you have, or even your wealth, and to care for your family, for your neighbors and community, to care for the world, to care for the environment, and to also care for the climate as well, and to remind the children the power of dua and istikhara, and to teach them the dua of istikhara as well, and to remind us of how we should remain humble, and we should have our tawakkul and reliance and yaqeen upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost in all of our affairs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Inshallah al-Aziz, I'll give some more reminders for ourselves and also for our children. Jazakumullahu khairan.